Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Podcast. I am Laura Deirda with Becker's Spine Review, and I'm joined today by Dr. Vivek Mohan of Orthopedic Spine Institute in Chicago and Hoffman Estates, Illinois. We will discuss key points about where his practice is today and what he sees as critical for success in the future. Dr. Mohan, please introduce yourself.
Yes, hi. My name is Dr. Vivek Mohan. I'm an orthopedic spine surgeon, trained mostly in Chicago, but I did my fellowship in California, and I've been in practice in 9 years in the Chicago and surrounding suburbs. I practice primarily orthopedic spine surgery, but I do evaluate all orthopedic conditions in my office. And I've been experiencing the COVID struggle, as everyone else has in recent days.
What are the changes that you're seeing in orthopedic care due to the COVID-19 pandemic?
So, number one, everyone has been trying to transition to a telehealth model in some fashion. I believe that the first point is that the telehealth model is great for follow-ups, for post-ops, and for medication refills. In essence, orthopedics requires contact in the sense that examinations require sensory touching, manual manipulation, and those things aren't achieved in a telehealth visit. And that's a huge, huge drawback of telehealth in orthopedics. However, I've streamlined my telehealth visits to the point where follow-ups can be mitigated in the office, from the office to the telehealth portal, where they wouldn't normally see me in the office. Now they can do a 15-minute follow-up in the office, in the phone, without any, need to come into the office, expose yourself to COVID, and also save up time, my office time, for patients who need to be seen for surgery discussion and new evaluations.
Thank you for laying that out for us. Well, where do you see your practice headed in the next 3 months?
Well, we just opened up again today from a surgical perspective. So the next 3 months is going to be really focused on who needs to be done in the hospital, who can be done as an outpatient, and transitioning everyone to go to rehab sooner than later. That's number one. And we have to also essentially figure out who needs to go sooner than later. Right, the patients who are older and stable, but not their spinal condition is not detrimental to their health. We'll try to wait once the COVID situation improves a little bit, and maybe try to do the younger, healthier patients in an outpatient fashion for the most part. It's the older patients that I am concerned about trying to transition to doing it later as much as they can tolerate. We are, from a PPE standpoint, we're taking full precautions in the office, as everyone should, with masks, gloves. I also recommend eyewear because droplets can go in the eye as well, which I use myself and I make my staff wear as well. And finally, we're also limiting blocks in terms of the clinic time frames. Normally, we would see one every 15 minutes, but now we're extending it to 25, 30 minutes almost, just to minimize the number of people walking around the office at any one given time and allowing time to clean the room thoroughly. These are the processes we have to adjust. It is our new normal in the office.
Got it. And how do you see practice models overall shifting post-pandemic?
So orthopedic and spine especially is an elective practice for the most part. Trauma is not a huge portion of my practice. Even though it's elective surgery, people still need it on an emergent basis when the pain is severe or they have dysfunction or spinal cord compromise. So even though we say elective, it's really an emergent or urgent issue, and these people cannot avoid surgery. So therefore, we have to just balance out their treatment and timing based on the COVID experience. And we will see a drop off of people who probably can function without surgery for a while, and then they'll return to the system once things settle down. My biggest concern is that people who've lost their jobs and lost their insurance who need treatment will probably not see treatment until they, one, can function, or two, regain their job, but that could be a while based on this economy. So So those are the segment of the population that I'm significantly concerned about.
That makes a lot of sense. And for orthopedic surgeons themselves, what do you see as the best opportunity for them to navigate and prepare for this new normal over the next few months?
So orthopedic surgeons should really start with this setting up a telehealth portal for their practice. That's essential at this point in time to be able to transition all the follow-up patients and the non-emergent issues and surgical discussions that can be done via the portal or telephone. And then be accepting of a slower clinic and less surgeries. There might be an increased amount of volume in the next 3 months here, but I have a feeling down the road there might be a decrease because those patients who either lost their insurance or want to hold off on surgery until the COVID crisis is settled are probably going to wait till either the end of the year or next year to have any procedures done. So the next 3 to 6 months is going to be a tough road for everybody, including surgeons.
Dr. Mohan, thank you so much for joining me on the Becker's podcast today. It has been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much for inviting me.